Good morning, everybody. This is 11/14/2023. And my name is Ms. Parker, and I'm doing this live from RB Project Help. So, live chat now. Topic. Sudden wealth syndrome. SYNDROME. So I'll let people know that we're doing this and that we're going to pin it. There we go. Now we got it pinned so people can see it. So again, my name is Ms. Parker and I'm with RB Project Help. And our chat this morning is to talk about sudden wealth syndrome. I'm going to read a disclaimer of liability and here we go. The material and information contained on this website for general information purposes only. You should not rely on the material or information on the website or audio files as a basis for making any business, legal, or other decisions. While I endeavor to keep the information up to date and correct, RB Project Help makes no representations or warranties of any kind, expressed or implied, about the completeness, accuracy, reliability, suitability, or availability with respect to the website or to the information, products, services, or related graphics contained on the website for any purpose. Any reliance you place on such material is therefore strictly at your own risk. Thank you folks for stopping in to listen with me this morning. This is a brand new chat topic that I have not recorded before. So you guys are getting the new fresh thing. Yay. So when I talk about sudden wealth syndrome, mostly what happens is people start laughing. And the reason why they laugh is they can't imagine that there's any problems with being instantly wealthy. And, you know, for a lot of people, you know, it's like one day when I win the lottery, you know, they dream about it. You think about what you're going to do when you get a whole bunch of money and you think, you know, I'm going to get money from a distant relative, or maybe I'm going to collect royalties for a best-selling novel, or in my case, I have an invention that sells. And, you know, and some people, they play the lottery, you know, all different kinds of ways that people are hoping and dreaming to someday, you know, someday strike it rich, you know. The first time before you get wealthy, you may be dreaming of traveling the world. My goal was to go to every beach in the world and pick up a seashell because, you know, when I was 12, I didn't know how many beaches in the world there were. So I thought one day I'm going to be rich. I'm going to go to every beach in the world and pick up a seashell. Then I found out there was like 3,000 beaches. Oh my good Lord. Some people dream about sipping champagne while the palm trees sway in the breeze. All different kinds. Some people, you know, they dream, I want a brand new Harley. I want to be wealthy. I want to buy my mom a house. I mean, the list goes on and on and on about the different kind of things you fantasize about when you strike it rich. What people don't know is that sometimes when you get really wealthy, if you don't know how to handle it, it turns into a nightmare. And you can't tell anybody. Can't tell anybody that you're having a hard time with it, because everybody else doesn't have that newfound wealth. And so if you tell them, they're going to look at you like, what kind of jerk are you? You've just gotten all these millions and now you're complaining about it? And then they sniff at you and they walk away. Because they don't understand. Until you get this kind of wealth, you have no idea how easy it is for massive amount of wealth to turn into a major nightmare. If you're aware that you are susceptible to having sudden wealth syndrome, it does a lot. It goes a long ways for it to not happen to you. So getting different gurus talking to us about what they think is going to be happening. Texas Grammy, you can just go to the link and join. On the bottom of the page, it's on there. I'll send you here. Hold on. Hold on.
Okay, hon. Laters, okay.
No, because I'll forget. So we're just going
Okay.
to take a break and do this right now.
All right.
There you
Quit
go.
reading
It's
your
now it's on
messages.
there.
Thank you.
Look, we're both old. We might both forget. Okay. That's
I agree.
the
Oh,
God, half the time in my old age, I walk around here looking for my glasses and realize they're all sticking on my head. You know, old age is for the young. I'm telling you, they can handle it better. Anyway, let's go back to this. Your dreams happening, okay? My first brush with instant wealth was the day I got a check for $15 million. And I knew I was going to get that check. I knew I was getting that kind of money. I knew it. And so I self-talked myself into, you're going to be fine. You're not going to pass out. You're going to be great. You know, people don't realize when you get that kind of money the first time, oh baby, you think your heart beats hard one day? Oh man, the heart's like bum, 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 bum. The adrenaline rush, like even if you know it's going to happen, it doesn't matter. The adrenaline rush is overwhelming. And it is super exciting, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And very soon after that, they start feeling Suddenwell syndrome. You would think that you would be really, really happy and really, really carefree. And for the most part, that you are. But what happens is you start reaching out to get a wealth management team and you start talking about security and safety. And if you haven't heard my security chat, let me just put that up right now because you don't realize all the things that you are going to need to have. And so you get talking to a guy about, you know, you've got three grandchildren and two of them are in danger because they have the same last name you do. So all of a sudden, this thing that's supposed to make you super happy, you get really stressed. And you get really anxious, and your friends that you had for years and years, you're gonna find that those friends are gonna walk away. And it's painful. It's so painful. And no one tells you this. No one tells you any of this before you get wealthy. You're pretty much left on your own to fall on your face. And most people. This is one of the other reasons why old money really hates nouveau riche, the new rich, is because they don't know how to be comfortable with the money. They don't know how to be comfortable with all the things and the responsibility that this kind of crazy money brings. It's not just the self feeling of being stressed and anxious, it's your relationships suffer. Money creates, big money creates massive distances between your friends and people that you were once close to. And you think that doesn't make any sense. Well, here's why it happens. So you get a lot of money. This is what I did. I mean, I'm going to tell you exactly what I did. I got the 50 million and I had all kinds of other friends that were living hand to foot. So I immediately, whenever I would go someplace, I would pay the bill for everybody. And it was great, but I had like 30 or 40 people that I was suddenly paying all their bills for. And I started feeling like I'm being used. And they started feeling like, how come you get all the money and I just can't have it? Both sides end up getting resentful and it slowly fades. And then you go through this. I'm sorry, what? And then you go through this phase of you have no friends because you don't know how to make friends with wealthy people that are old wealth. And all of your old friends don't want to go hang around with you because they can't. You know, you want to go, like, I want to go to Malta. Let's go to Malta and go have lunch. Well, to just call my private jet, go to Malta and come back, that's a 2-day trip. And the jet alone is $60,000 to go to Malta. Okay. They can't play with you at that level. They don't have the funds. They've got to go to work. So here you are, like, I'm in California. I call my friend up. Hey, let's go get some Blondie's Pizza. Where's Blondie? It's in New York City. So my friend can't just jump in the plane with me and go to New York City and get Blondie's because she got to work. I don't have those responsibilities anymore because I have all this crazy money. So you start feeling stressed, like, oh my God, all my friends, they can't come play with me. So maybe I should help them out financially. I've had friends come to me and say, well, you've got all your money now. How come you won't pay off my house? I was like, what? I'm going to tell you now, folks, you need to get your feet underneath you with this. Because unfortunately, you're going to have friends that are going to put their hand out to you. And they're going to be really insistent about it to the point where you wonder, who is this person? Money doesn't change you. It brings out who you really are. Okay. And it does that with your friends as well. So you think, you know, woohoo, this is going to be a wonderful, happy, carefree life. And you end up being super, super stressed and super, super anxious about everything. I made the mistake in the beginning is I didn't know how to handle it. I was feeling super guilty for being wealthy. So what did I do? I spent my money like a fool, boy. I went on a wild spending spree. It was my birthday. What year was this? This was, I think, 1996. It was my birthday. And I had invited 15 friends to my party, and I gave all of them a brand new Ford truck. I had 15 Ford trucks in the driveway. All of them were different colors. They had different gizmos on them, whatever. And I had 15 little packages in the living room. And I said, this year, because, you know, things are really different for me, instead of you guys giving me a present, I want to give you a present because I love you and you're my friends. And I want to turn the tables. So each person picked up a box and they had a key to it. And then they had to go out and figure out what key went to what truck. It was a lot of fun for the first 5 minutes. And then somebody said, oh, gee, I like that truck. I wish I would have had that truck. Even in the middle of gifting them with, you know, at that time, trucks were like $20,000. Even at the beginning of gifting them a brand new free truck, people are already starting to complain. Like, why do you didn't do this for me? You did that for them. I would think that it was going to make my life easier to bless my friends. But it didn't. It just made matters worse. Because they looked at me as, you know, Miss Money Big Springs, you know, and the money's just limitless. And with 15 million, I thought that was, you know, I'm going to retire for the rest of my life on $15 million. The problem was I was spending $100,000 every week. My first big, big check, I probably spent 10 million of the first 15 million I ever made on my friends. It made it worse. It made it terrible. It made it extremely, extremely stressful. And then pretty soon I'm trying to figure out who I gave more money to than the other. It just was a mess. So that feeling is called Suddenwell syndrome. And it is one of the loneliest feelings ever because you can't tell anybody you're going through it. Because the people that you normally talk to about this kind of stuff, they're the actual reason why you have the Suddenwell syndrome. So some of you have considered, you know, how is it going to be different when I get a lot of wealth? And some of you might have gone so far as to think about, you know, how can I avoid these kind of problems? Or at least you want to try to have that problem to avoid. But the thing is that Suddenwell syndrome can happen to anybody at any time that has high wealth. And if you are aware that this happens, you can realize you're going through these symptoms. And then when you're aware and you see the symptoms, you recognize the symptoms, with this information, you'll know how to stop it from getting worse. This chat is something that most people don't learn until after they've lost all their wealth. And my goal for you is to be the best humanitarian you can possibly be. And my responsibility by telling you how to get higher rates, how to deal with transition staff, the type of teams you need, all this information that I'm giving to you, I need to be responsible and make sure that you can handle it when it comes. That's the reason why I'm doing this chat, folks, is probably 60 to 70% of you are going to go through and feel Suddenwell syndrome. And it's not okay. And my problem when I went through it is I had nobody to talk to. I thought it was crazy. I've just gotten $15 million. I should be the happiest person in the world. And I'm literally flew myself on the bedroom on my bed and was bawling my eyes out because I was so upset about feeling like I owed this person, that person, or the other. I've had friends around me since then, and I've reached out to them and I say, hey, listen, I know you just got this money, but let me tell you about Suddenwell syndrome because you may go through it. And feedback I've gotten from friends that went through this, they said, oh my gosh, Park, thanks so much for telling me about it because it did happen to me. And I was in the middle of it kicking my butt behind before I realized what it was. And I was able to subdue it. So Suddenwell syndrome can wreck you really quick. And some of the ways it wrecks you is you feel like you're invincible. You feel like if you made that money once, you can do it again. And because of that, you will end up getting into reckless investments or overspending. How many football players have you heard about? They make millions and millions and millions, and they, within a year, they're broke. And you hear them, oh, they invested in this and they invested in that crazy thing, or they overspent with mansions. I mean, you hear about it all the time. And what happens when you have this kind of wealth and you spend recklessly, you end up in worse financial shape than before you got the money. I've had friends that try to commit suicide because of the mental and emotional stress to try to deal with these changes. And right now you're like, what the hell's wrong with you, Park? I'm going to be celebrating. There's not going to be any stress. Remember these words, because if it happens to you, it happens very quickly. It can put strains on relationships with others, old friends and new. And you'll see people, the money will reveal, not just you. When you get money, it will reveal to you what your friends truly are. And you'll see people, they'll expose themselves because the money exposes who you really are and what you're really about. And it's going to shock you. I'm just going to tell you right now, it's going to shock you. There's going to be people in your life right now that when you get this wealth, They are going to say something to you or do something to you that is literally going to feel like you've been stabbed in the chest, because it's not going to be good. They're going to put a tremendous amount of stress on you. Now, whether or not they know they're doing it is a totally different thing, okay? So, hold on a minute. Got to take a sip of coffee. Orange juice at night, coffee in the day. Whee! So, how does it affect your finances? When you go through this, it's if you get wealth slowly, you ease into the saddle. And by the time you get multi-millions, you're okay with having the wealth. You know how to interact with your security team. That for me, that was the hardest thing, is I had to have a security team, because I was going into countries where they really think white people should be dead, you know? So I had to have a security team. And I am a type A personality to the core. I am not gonna do, you tell me to do that, I'm gonna go the other direction. My security team was saying, you can't do this, ma'am, you need to do this, ma'am. And I'm like, screw you, I'm going home. I'm not listening to you, I'm going this direction. You can't do that. If you've never walked in a security formation, you need to learn how to walk with your security team. And you're like, what the heck are you talking about? When you're in dangerous areas, I travel with a team of four. One in front, one in back, and two on each side. If I'm in a really dangerous area, I travel with a team of eight. It's right, left, front, back, and then the corners between the two. And my team taught me how to walk with them, because I never had that kind of wealth. I never knew that there was a certain way you could walk. So they taught me, put my hand on the back of the guy in front of me, because they're walking in tight formation to get me out of a dangerous place. You put your hand on the guy in front of you, and then you match your footsteps to his. So as he pulls his foot up, your foot is going in the same place his foot was. And that way they're able to fully body guard you. They are literally guarding your body. They're keeping in a tight formation to get you out of a bad place. My team knew that I am not okay in big crowds. I panic in big crowds. And so man, we were at a concert in Altadena. The crowd got really crazy. And there's a lead, there's always a lead. You have a lead guard. And my lead guard looked over at me and saw that all the color had drained out of my face. I was about to panic, and I didn't even know how far out I was of being afraid. And he immediately did the signal, and they said, we're getting you out of here. And they got into formation and they got me out. And if you don't know that you're going to have to do those kind of things, that it can scare you. It can be very stressful. Your life is not the same. You cannot just, I just can't go jump in my little Mini Cooper and go to the store and get a bottle of, you know, a bottle of milk. If you don't stay stealth, your whole life is going to change, and your life may be very restrictive, because they're protecting you because of the wealth. So that instant restriction is really hard to take. If you gain wealth very slowly, the first thing you need is you need an event bodyguard. You don't need to have somebody around you all the time. You have someone that goes with you to events. And then as you gain more wealth, when you get wealthy, you get death threats and all kinds of stuff. The first time you get a death threat, oh my gosh, and if you have kids, it makes it a million times. I didn't leave my house because I was so afraid of the extreme violence in the death threats. People will send you all kinds of stuff when you have big money. And I fell apart. I mean, I fell apart. Nobody told me that when I got big money that I was going to be sent messages like, you need to put this amount of money in your mailbox or we're going to kidnap your daughter. I was literally walking around my house with a 22 in my bra, a 38 in my boot, and a 45 at my back, belted in the back of my belt. I was carrying three handguns, walking around in my house because I was so worried about somebody stealing my kids. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a cowgirl. You steal my kid, I'm going to shoot you. Okay? There is no, I don't care. I'll go to jail for the rest of my life for my kids. If you try to touch my kids, that's it. You're dead. And the stress of not ever feeling like you can relax because you have all this money and somebody's trying to hurt you is extremely, extremely overwhelming. And nobody tells you about this before you have the money. When you acquire large sums of money all at once, many times you don't have the skill to manage it. They don't have, you know, the people that get the money really quickly, they don't have a good sense of what things really cost. They don't, you know, I didn't have any idea how much I was going to pay in taxes. I spent $15 million before I knew that I was going to owe $6 million on the 15, and I had already spent it. So now I had to do another thing to get another big tranche of money. It just feels like when you have that kind of money, you can spend whatever you want. And by the time you figure out, no, you have to have wealth management, you have to invest, you have to have people around you that can help you make solid decisions. And if you don't know that, you lose it. You stress out. Part of the reason why I'm doing these different audios about your project teams, the five teams you need after you RV for security, all these different personal teams and advisory teams, all these different audio files that I'm doing for you guys, I'm doing them for a multitude of different reasons. I want you to be the best you can be. But the other reason is you need to know so that you don't get knocked sideways with the feelings that you get from sudden wealth syndrome. Okay. Sometimes by the time you figure out you're really messed up, you've run through all your money. And so I wrote a list of things that have happened to people. The biggest thing is lottery winnings. I've had friends that had gained a lot of money through the lottery. Here we go. In 2010, there was a study done by the Review of Economics and Statistics. And they looked at 35,000 people who had won between $50,000 and $150,000 in the Florida lottery. And they found within 5 years, more than 1,900 of the original 35,000 people had filed for bankruptcy. This made the bankruptcy rate for lottery winners in Florida nearly twice as high as regular Florida residents. And the reason why is you're in trouble before you even don't even know you're in trouble is because you overspend. Your wealth management team is going to stop that from happening if you listen to them and if you learn how to use them well. Again, I urge you to listen to that audio if you haven't heard it. The other thing that happens is people will get inherited wealth. In 2012, the Journal of Family and Economics, this journal posted that people who inherit a large sum of money in their 20s, 30s, and 40s only save half the money, and they either spend the rest of it or they lose it through poor investments. So one of my big fears or my big concerns that stress me is like, how am I going to make sure that my kids get some of this? That's actually a part of family wealth governance, where you educate your younger generations on how to hold the money. And you take classes, and those kind of classes are held through your wealth management team. I didn't know about any of that. So I stressed about how am I going to keep the money and help my kids. And I had no idea how to do that. So that adds a lot more stress when you're trying to figure out how to save your family when you don't even know how to run a wealth management team. Very stressful. A lot of times, you look at that high amount of money as a short-term amount of money. And it's the same reason. You just don't know how to put it into good use. One of the reasons why I stress writing your own document, for those of you that are new on here, let me put this down to the bottom of the page. This is a template to write your own document. If you've already written your own document, that's good. Open up your document and look to see if it has the same kind of things that's in this template. And the reason why I say that is because there are certain things that you want to have in these documents. You want to have how much you're going to, how much your people you're going to have. You want to have how much you're going to spend. There's all different things that they're going to want to know, and you don't know it. You don't know how to write one of these documents up. So if you look on the page or the wall, I put the XTC Humanitarian Projects. That's the template. And then there's three sample documents below it. And that just gives you ideas of ways to write your project so that, you know, you don't have to worry about making long-term plans, because when you write these projects, you are setting yourself up for success, because the projects have, you know, this year we're going to do this. It has a growth schedule, and it shows you, and it shows people that are, you know, possibly going to help you, like the wealth management companies, how you are planning to spend the money. And then they step in and show you how to do exactly what you're trying to do. And having that help, having that wealth management team as help, that is a major change to take away that kind of stress of how do I even do this, you know? So it turns your short-term money way of thinking into long-term financial planning, you know. The other thing that happens, it's really kind of weird. It's like a reverse of somebody dying. You know, there's the five steps you go through when somebody dies, the steps of grief. Well, there's actually four steps that you go through when you have instant windfall of money, okay? And you need to be aware that those things could happen to you in case they do, so you know how to handle it, okay? So the first thing that happens is shock, okay? You're shocked. You're shocked to your core. And one of the weirdest feelings that you may get is you feel like the money isn't really yours. Like, oh, this is nice money. I don't deserve this. I don't believe this. Or you're afraid to tell anybody because you really don't believe it's real yet either. Well, this is going to get more enhanced because we're going to be signing NDAs. So that feeling of shock is going to last a lot longer for us because all of us are going to be signing NDAs. So you may already feel afraid to tell somebody about your good fortune because it really doesn't feel real yet. And And so that's going to space out the amount of time you feel shock. That's going to last probably, for those of you that get in, that have that response, it's going to take a lot longer because we're under the NDA. So it's going to make it feel like a lot longer time. The other thing they feel is guilt. And right now you're thinking, really? Guilt? Really? No, really, guilt. Because what happens is you notice that others around you, friends, family, they're going to envy you. And as much as they're going to try to hide the fact that they envy you, they're going to say things in conversation that are going to really trigger that feeling that you know that they're envious because you did this and they didn't. Especially if it's somebody that you've told, hey, do this because you're going to make a lot of money. So they feel you feel the envy from people, and that feeling makes you feel upset and you feel lonely because you can't talk to that person who feels envious, because if you do, it's just going to make them feel more envy and it's going to make you feel more guilty. So you end up going through this phase where it's painfully lonely. It's the reason why I tell people, look, if you've got friends that are telling you you're crazy, you don't know what you're doing, you know, shame on you, you know, have you lost your mind? You know, maybe you should go get mental help because, you know, none of this is real. Well, those kind of people, you realize you're just brainwashed. You don't know what's going on because the media has sold you a lie and you don't know that you're brainwashed. So if you don't do something for those friends, you know that they're going to be gone. You already know it. So the way to solve that is to make sure that they don't get left behind. And so what I did is I don't want to go through that feeling. So I bought currency for all my friends. And I'm posting this. This is 100 trillion. This is the company I use. They're great. I'm sure there's others in here that can verify they're great. But I bought Zimbabwe agro checks because this was the best way I could get the most amount of currency and affect the most amount of people. When this happens, I'm not going to go through that feeling of guilt that my friends don't have money and I do. I've done that before. The second time I became a multimillionaire, I knew that this was going to be a problem, or it had been a problem in the past. And I thought, oh no, my friends, I've lost some money. I've got the money back again. It's not going to happen, but it did. So I don't want my friends I don't want to feel guilty because I have money and my friends don't. So what I did is I just posted it on the channel. I bought the Zimbabwe notes for $50-$60. I'm going to wrap up a note here. Hold on. Where's the letter? Let me get the letter for you too, because you're going to need this too. I wrap it up in a letter and I have their name on it. Here we go. Forward. Here's the letter I print. I put their name on the envelope and I put the amount of bills I'm going to give them inside the envelope. And, then I give it to them. If they choose to read the letter and go redeem and become wealthy, that's great. If they ignore it, it's on them. But what I believe it's going to do for me, it's all about me. I'm trying to stop myself from feeling guilty this time. So I'm doing everything I can now so that I don't feel guilty when I have the money. So the people that are, you know, you're crazy, Parker, because you believe Trump's the president. I bought currency for them and I'm saving it so I don't go through the guilt. I'm not giving them money for them. I'm giving them money for me. I'm giving them funds because I don't want to feel guilty that I have money and they don't. So the other thing that you can do is here, let's show you this company. The other company I use that I bought currency from is Banknote World. And I'm going to post this on the channel. Hold on. Banknote World is an independent company and I don't trust nobody. So I verified everything they are. I called them up. I talked to the owner of the company. I got all of their licenses to know that they're actually a real verified legal currency seller. They are. And so this is who this is. This was a friend of mine said, hey, look, the Digitalis is actually worth more than the Zim. So you should consider that. Well, it's too late. I already bought the Zim. So here you go. If you want a different one, this costs less money. This is 20 bills and each of them is $2. And you can see on there, Craig left me a discount code. He works for Banknote World. Oh, here, Banknote World. So if you want to do that, if you that's how I'm going to get rid of that feeling of guilt, because I'm going to give them the envelope, and if they choose to be dummy and not go through with it, then it's no more guilt on. I don't have to feel guilty because I gave them the tools to be successful. And they thumbed their nose on it. They didn't pay attention to it. It's on them. I don't want to go through that guilt feeling again. That guilt feeling is sucks. So this is how I'm going to solve it. I'll get back to you in a month and let you know if it worked. Another thing that happens is uncertainty. First you feel empowered by your wealth. I mean, this is how great could this be? This is wonderful, wonderful. And then as time goes by, all these different groups, your wealth management team, the employees that you're going to hire, you're going to hire a new CEO. And he's going to think that you know what you're doing. You don't know, Jack, nothing about what you're doing. So you freeze. You get paralyzed. You're afraid to make any decision at all, even the smallest decision. I found myself walking around in Ross trying to figure out if I should buy a bedspread or not. I was frozen, just uncertain about everything. And it ended up filtering down into even the littlest things. I stopped trusting myself because I didn't know if I was spending the money the right way. And that feeling filtered through every single thing. And then I'm in there in Ross and I've got this thing thinking, should I buy it? Should I not? And all of a sudden it hits me. It's like, you dummy, you can go buy this. You don't need to give yourself permission. It's like $60. You know, 4 weeks ago when you didn't have this $15 million, yeah, $60 was a big pile of money. So you feel uncertain because you don't know how to make decisions having that kind of money yet. So usually uncertainty doesn't last for a while. But if you start seeing that you're paralyzed and you're not making any decisions with money, understand where it comes from and give yourself a rest. Think about it, and you can get through it if you realize where it's coming from. All of this stuff is if you know where it's coming from, you can self-talk yourself out of it, so you're not frozen like that. There's another thing that happens, because a lot of people, when they get money really immediately, they go put it all in the stock market, and what you can develop is what they call ticker, T-I-C-K, stock market ticker, ticker shock. And they get all this big money, they immediately put it in the stock market, and then they become completely, insanely obsessed in watching every single thing that happens on the stock market. They're watching the stock market should I pull my money out? Should I pull my money out? It's losing money. They're obsessive. You become absolutely obsessed about it. If you start doing that, say you get a bunch of money and you buy digital assets, and then you're just on the edge, wondering, terrified, is it going to go up, going to go bad? You know, am I going to lose my wealth? Don't do that. Realize what is coming from. It's the anxiety of having the wealth, okay? When I was young, more so when I was older, when I was first got my first check of $15 million, I was 22 years old. And I didn't know what to do. I suddenly didn't need to work anymore. All my friends, you know, they're all going to work every morning. I get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and I'm getting a cup of coffee and I start calling my friends and they're either on their way to work or driving to work. And I'm not in the workforce anymore. And it's terrible because you feel like left out, especially if these are the same people you work with every day. And like a lot of people, when you're young, the people that you work with are also your people that you're friends. So, I mean, I didn't feel retired at 22 years old. Because I just had barely started working, you know? So it's, you go through this, who am I kind of thing. And just understand, if that happens to you, it's Suddenwell syndrome, okay? But when you're young, it's really difficult. If you got currency with, you've got currency and you've told your sons or daughters about this, they kind of believe you, but they really don't. They think, oh, you know, this is so sweet. Mama's going to be right. And maybe it'll be, you know, a couple thousand dollars. But your young family members are going to go through this. It is a very serious issue. And I cried for days. Out of the blue, I would just start crying because who am I? I don't work in my business that I work in. Because I don't have to work. You know, it was just a huge identity crisis. So if you start feeling that, just understand where it comes from. Now, as I got older, it was normal. You know, the last time I got wealthy, really wealthy, I was in my early 50s. And so, man, it was so much easier dealing with that kind of wealth in my 50s. Than it was when I was in my 20s. So just be aware if you've got family members that are younger, I mean, 20s, 30s, that's not the time of age that you retire. So these people are going to feel very alone and very helpless. So you've got to be aware if you've got somebody in your group that's like that and, you know, like, get them into different kind of things, get them into wealth management classes, go do stuff with them. Don't let them just sit in a blue funk because it'll drive you crazy. I think that now that I'm in my 60s, it's normal to have this kind of wealth at this age. So I don't feel like I'm going to stand out. You know, when you're 22 and I'm not saying this to brag, but I was beautiful when I was younger. I was very pretty. And it is not normal for someone to be beautiful and drive a Maserati. I got insulted all the time. Oh, is this your sugar daddy's car? Is this your mommy's car? No. their house could fit in my swimming pool. I mean, that's how much money I had. And they treat you, the world treats you, especially if you're a girl, is you've got to be a whore or a hooker. That's the way they look at you. And if you don't know that the public is going to judge you like that, and when it happens to you, it's super, super painful. And it will trigger this wealth management syndrome thing. So just be aware that this could happen to younger friends of yours if they've got money at a young age. And again, when you're older, I don't think it's going to be a problem for me now that I'm older, but it was a huge, huge, huge issue when I was in my 20s and got wealthy. Time for coffee sip. Hold on. So, how does this affect your relationships? I'm just going to tell you it's going to hurt. I'm just going to be straight up honest. When you're newly wealthy, especially if you start feeling uncertain about yourself, trying to figure out who you are, what you're going to do, everybody else in your life is going to trigger off of that, whether or not they're aware of it, and they're going to treat you differently. And it just, you can't stop it. It happens. And if nobody tells you, your friends are going to treat you differently when you have money. It's a one thing to realize it on the surface, but it's another thing to own that realization and understand that they will do it. And how am I going to handle it when it happens? Okay. Some of my very closest friends, they were super rude to me. Super rude to me. Family members, why did you get all the money? How come I can't have the money? This complete disdain for who you are and what you did. You're a girl. How could you make this much money? I got it all. And I wish somebody would have told me that people that, you know, let me know, look, you may not believe it now, but when you get this money, just understand you may have friends that treat you extremely rude and they have a total disdain for what you're about to do. If you know that that is going to happen, it will help stop you from feeling lonely. And when they start pulling away, and they will, you're going to feel isolated because these are your old friends. You've had them forever and they start pulling away. And a lot of reasons why they pull away is they feel guilty that they don't have the same amount of money, or they're envious that they don't have the same amount of money that you do. And now you can go off and do all this wild stuff. Well, how come you don't pay for me? And how come you don't pay for me works for a while, but after a minute, you're like, I'm done with this. You should have done what I suggested to. So it pulls. And again, that will trigger feelings of extreme isolation. Okay. I'm not trying to make you terrified about being wealthy. I'm trying to let you know that this is normal. This is something that you need to be aware could happen to you. And there's ways so you can mitigate that feeling. Okay. You're going to have other friends suck up to you. And you're going to feel like, my goodness, get away. You got your nose so far up my bum, I can't even get away from you. You're going to have people in your life who you barely know going to get all lovey-dovey with you, okay? I had guys knocking on my door, say, hey, you're not answering your phone. Do you want to go out with me? No. You're going to have offers of all kinds of people being interested in you. When I was younger, I innocently believed it was because I was beautiful. I didn't realize it was because of the money. When I was older, in my 50s, oh yeah, it's all about the money, babe. I knew exactly what was going on then. So the dichotomy of the two ages makes a great difference of what is going to hit you from wealth management syndrome. If it's going to be, if they get more lovey-dovey, that's going to affect you a lot more when you're younger than when you're older. I don't know why my computer's doing this. I so apologize. And you start feeling suspicious of everybody you date because you start feeling you don't really like me. It's just the money. You don't really like me. It's all about the money because you get burned by people that do that to you in the beginning. And so then you start being suspicious about everybody. I didn't date at all every time I got wealthy. I didn't date at all. I didn't trust anybody. And looking back on it now, especially one gentleman, I was really believed that this guy didn't like me. I really believed that he was all about the money. And after I lost the money, he was still there. He was still there. And I was so deep into wealth management syndrome that I couldn't see a diamond in the rough standing right in front of me. I couldn't see it. Yeah, it's tough. Very, very, very tough. Some people get wealth management syndrome about these people, the people that are, you get burned a couple times and then you start looking at everybody with a jaded eye. It's like, I start worrying about all my friends are going to ask me to borrow money from me. And you get afraid to be around people because in the beginning, so many people hit you up for money that you don't want to be around people because you don't want anybody asking you for money because the problem is you really hate to say no. You don't want to hurt their feelings. They're your friends. And I started pulling back away from all of those kind of friends. And it just brings on more feelings of isolation. So these things that you do, you end up being your own problem. Your own behavior triggers more and more fear of people because you think that they're after something, okay? Your new wealth, like I said earlier, gives you the freedom to travel and enjoy luxuries that your other friends can't do. And so in the beginning, I tried to fill those feelings of loneliness by making friends with other people that are wealthy. But you're going to find out that wealthy people are just the same as poor people. Some of those people are genuine friendships. Other friends that are wealthy are opportunistic. And when you're new to sudden wealth, you can't tell which is which. And that drives that feeling of wealth syndrome even worse, okay? So it sounds like, I know I'm getting all the doom and gloom here, so I know it sounds like that having all this money might be the worst thing that could ever happen to you. You know, if you're thinking that right now, it could be if you're not aware of these things coming, if you're not aware that you could feel this. By being aware of this, it takes away lowers the chances of you feeling sudden wealth syndrome. Because when you're aware of these different signs or these different symptoms, you can take steps now to protect yourself from feeling that. And you can also get information on how to handle your new wealth so that it adds to your life instead of wrecking you. Like I said, my first big check, $15 million, I was completely, completely wrecked. And it didn't need to be that way. If I'd have got some help and reached out or talked to somebody else that knew about sudden wealth syndrome, I wouldn't have been as wrecked as I was. But I literally didn't leave my house for almost 2 years. I only went with my bodyguards or my paymaster. I got hit up for money so hard, so by so many people that I didn't even want to go out because I didn't want to tell people no. Once I learned about a paymaster, is you make the paymaster do everything, and then all you do, you don't want to feel guilty, so you go, oh yeah, I'm sure if I have you need to go talk to my paymaster. And he handles all the finances because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm newly rich. So go talk to my paymaster and he'll let you know if it's in the budget or not. And my paymaster was told no uncertain terms, no matter who it is, tell him no. Tell him no nicely, but tell him no. I couldn't tell people no because of the feelings of guilt. So once I learned how to protect my wealth with using a paymaster, using wealth management tools, a lot of these wealth syndrome feelings left, which was a blessed relief. Okay. So the first thing you need to know is how to protect your money so you don't lose it all, or so you don't drive yourself to distraction. Okay. So this is a list of things that I came up with, and 6 years ago when I wrote this document, I was sitting with, I think, 9 other people. We were all multimillionaires. And so we talked about, we made a list of what we could do to change these feelings from coming up. So the number one thing that everybody said, the number one thing said, keep it quiet. The fewer people that know you have money, the better. If you can keep your fortune, your good fortune, a secret, the longest you can keep it a secret until you actually get comfortable with being wealthy, which could take like up to a year. If you keep it a secret, you avoid all the pressure from friends, businesses, charities. You're not going to believe who's going to come out of the woodwork and ask you for money if it's made public that you have it. And it's not just the people that are asking for money. The other side of this is ugly. I got bombarded with false lawsuits trying to extort money out of me. So be stealth wealth. Be quiet. Be as quiet as you can be, because if nobody knows you have money, they don't treat you any different. I'm planning to take my old truck and have all the guts of my truck reworked. I'm going to put a new engine in it. I'm going to make that self sing like a singer sewing machine. I'm going to update everything in the guts of my truck. I'm going to leave all the exterior of the truck like a beater that it is, but the inside of my truck, all the mechanical aspects of my truck is going to be brand new. Because I don't want anybody in my family or close friends who think I'm crazy, that Trump is the president and we're going to get money from this RV. I don't want them to know. So I'm going to use my old truck when I go visit family. And now my truck, and this time I'll know that if I get in my truck, I can go across the United States. We've got a brand new engine, brand new transmission. Everything under the hood is sweet and shiny, you know, brand new. The outside looks like hell, but the inside, sweet and shiny. So only when I'm going to see close friends and family, they see my same old beater truck. So they don't know nothing. And that's the best way you can keep yourself safe from family pressuring you, is keep it quiet. Don't tell nobody, okay? Wait until you get comfortable with your funds. It takes a minute. You're not going to get comfortable. You might say, oh, I've had my money now for a month and I'm fine. No, some of these triggers take months to happen. And when it finally does happen, it's like months of building up this kind of stress, and all of a sudden the wheels fall off, and then you're in solitude and you're stressing and it sucks. So try to keep it as quiet as possible, as long as you can be quiet. The next thing I'm going to say is, everybody, as a group, don't rush into any decisions about how you're going to spend your new wealth. Don't rush into nothing. Hurry to get your wealth management team. But once you get your wealth management team and you've got all those people in place, you're going to agree on what you're going to pay them a year. Pay them their year's salary. Put the money aside for the year. And they're going to come at you and like, well, where are your wealth management team? Here's advice for this. Here's advice for that. I paid my second time I got wealthy, I paid my wealth management team and I did nothing. They're like, why don't you want to do this? I said, because I'm not comfortable yet. So I didn't make any decisions as a newly wealthy person for 3 months. Nothing. I didn't buy nothing, nothing. I got my wealth management team. I had meetings to talk about different things that they wanted to talk about. But that time that I spent, the second time I got wealthy, that time I spent figuring it out, oh my gosh, it was so much easier to make decisions after I gave myself permission to, I call it, I'm going to live in a decision-free zone. I didn't make any decisions for like, I don't know, I want to say 2 or 3 months, but I don't think it was that long. I think it was maybe 6 to 8 weeks. You just want to get comfortable with it. And for those of you that are sitting right here thinking, what do you mean getting comfortable? As soon as I have the money, I'm going to be celebrating. It doesn't show up immediately. Sudden wealth syndrome takes a while to develop. And when it does, it can be brutal. Okay. One of the things you need to know too is to figure out what you have. Because even though you get told, another friend of mine got a $1.5 billion contract that he got paid for. And when he got the check, his accountant gave him a check, and the check was for $577 million. Out of $1.5 billion, there was so many taxes at that level, he only got $577 million from $1.5 billion. So it's you need to figure out how much money you have. And if you don't know how much money you actually really have, that's what gets you in trouble with overspending. And all of a sudden, you're in way over your head because you owe tax money and this and that, and you've outspent what you have, and you're dead broke again, and then you're stressed as heck all over again. Just, it's a lot like inheriting money. For those of you that are younger, nobody in my family has died. I don't have to worry about that. Well, you will one day. Inheritance, money inheritance, massive money inheritance is no different than what is about to happen to you, okay? What you do when you inherit a great deal of unexpected money, you are required to have the exact terms of the will read out to you, and you are going to be told what form the money is going to come to you and what limits there are on how you can use it. That's normal for inheriting money. It's the exact same thing with this. You need to wait. Don't start spending your money before you got it. Wait until you go into the RV. Figure out the exact terms of what you're going to get when you do your transactions. That's why I have, here, let me get these two documents. That's why I have the currency, where is that? Select. That's why I have the currency cheat sheet. And I have the sample tally sheets. Those help you to figure out exactly what you have. And when you come out, you're going to talk to, there's some people that are saying this is a taxable event and others that are saying that it's not taxable. You'll know probably before you go in. But knowing how much money you have helps you determine how you're going to spend it. So before you spend anything for your project, go through all the documents over and over multiple times that you get from the RV, because especially those that are tied to your cash windfall, and make sure you read the fine prints on everything. Anything that you don't understand, highlight it, and then reach out to your wealth management team and say, hey, I don't know what this means. Help me understand. Okay. Another way to protect your goal, your wealth, is by setting goals. I think I talked about this earlier. Once you figure out how much you have, then you need to start figuring out what you're going to do with it. And what you're going to do with it is your goals. So you're going to set goals about lifestyle, family, future, and charitable donations or charitable money to go to your humanitarian project, because you guys can't do charity. You can't just give away the money. You got to have oversight. And once you sit down for goal and figure out the goals for all of these four different areas, that takes away a lot of the stress. Now, this goal setting thing, you're going to do this after you get a wealth management company, because they're the ones that are going to ask the hard personal questions, and you don't want to give those answers to people that don't know you or that you're not in a formal business relationship with. I would hire an advisor, someone that has experience in whatever area you're going to be working in. Basically, it's a professional advisor is what they're called. And you can get a financial advisor. That person can help you figure out how much you're going to spend. During the time while you're putting together your wealth management company, it just depends. If you have a wealth management company first, then use them. If you don't, use a qualified financial advisor until you can put your wealth management team together. But both of those can figure out how much you can spend each year. What can you afford so that your money will last? Both of those do the same thing. A qualified wealth advisor is going to kind of show you which one of your options are sensible investments that can, you know, give you the most amount of money. In the security chats, I tell you over and over and over, vet everybody. Vetting some person doesn't just tell you that they can work in your company or work in your foundation. When you vet somebody, it gives you peace of mind. When you vet somebody and know, yeah, this actually is a good person. I know that they're a good person. I've had my team do complete background checks. That vetting process takes away a lot of the stress of, is this person safe or not, you know? Just make sure you vet everybody. That's the big thing I always say. You've got to vet everybody, because I was just talking about this earlier. I got embezzled by one of my managers, and it did me so much damage. I ended up having to go bankrupt through no fault of my own, because the money that I owed that she had stolen from myself and other businesses I couldn't recover. I ended up going bankrupt over it. It was awful. So I know that I have concerns, fears, whatever, about, having a financial advisor and all this other stuff, because I didn't vet people as well as I should have. So that's going to change this next time. You know, keep your guard up. Having a financial advisor, they would probably help you get a paymaster. And a paymaster is there for one thing. They are there to protect you from requests for handouts. And it's, like I said earlier, it's really awkward when people ask you for money and you can't say, no, I don't have it, when they know you do. So when they know you do, they get more fearless about asking. So my old tired line is, I can't make any loans without checking with my advisor. If you want to talk to him yourself, here, he'll help you. Just, that's my advisor over there. And that way the advisor, the money advisor or the paymaster, they can handle all kinds of stuff. from charities looking for aid, or you're going to get this. You're going to have people trying to squeeze money out of you they're going to threaten you with lawsuits. And a financial advisor can handle those kind of threats. That's what they do. They've had this. It's not their first time at the rodeo. I tell everybody, just send your request to my financial advisor and he'll let you know what we can do. And it's always no, but they don't know that. The best part about it is you don't have to tell them. The financial advisor is on point for that, and he has no emotion in the thing, so it's for him, it's easy to tell him no, you know, you're fired. This is one that's funny. Control your access to the cash. One of the people that you need to protect your wealth from is yourself. Especially if you know you're a shopper and you've blown through a lot of money before in your past. So you might have to be protecting it from yourself. I save myself from my cash by investing it into art. I invested into homes. I made large purchase investments to stop myself from squandering the money. Biggest thing is you got to get used to your new wealth. It's going to take a lot longer than you think. And the biggest problem is feeling a panic attacks, because it's an insane amount of money. So I hope that helps with that kind of stuff. Excuse me, that yawn just snuck up on me. You want to protect yourself emotionally? Just take it slow. Just take it slow. There's no hurry. The only thing you need to hurry about is to get a financial management team in place. And if they start pushing you to make decisions, you just say, look, I just needed you to be in place. I'm going to take a couple months off. If having you in place and I'm paying you during the time I'm taking these couple months off, I just needed for my own personal well-being and safety. I needed to know I had a team ready so I could take time off and then come back in and hit the saddle. And it's you're basically in that decision-free zone. And the second time I got wealthy, I did that for myself. And it took away the shock of being suddenly wealthy. In this decision, you know, when you're in a point where I'm not going to make any decisions at all, it helps you get over that uncertainty you feel, because you figure out the path by making no path and forcing your brain to come up with a solution for it. And it works really good, actually. If you're not getting over the financial, excuse me, if you're not getting over the emotional stress of this, of going from rags to riches overnight, if you're not getting over that and you realize it, get a therapist, because it's a lot easier to go through the transition with the help of a professional than to do it on your own, especially if you're having issues with it. And after all, you can afford it, so why not? Protect your relationships. Your relationships are going to deteriorate. Unfortunately, that's just what happens. But you want to try to protect those relationships as long as possible, especially because you're going to be making new relationships with people that can actually go do things with you, where your old friends are not going to be. So one of the biggest mistakes that happens is you get wealthy and you retreat from the people who you are close to. And the biggest reason why you do this is because of you. You start becoming insecure and suspicious about why people are friends with you. You start feeling that everybody around you is only after your money. And this gets amplified if you've had some poor experiences with dating or poor experiences with your friends. So if you start behaving like that, that type of behavior is going to lead to loneliness because you're going to be more and more alienated. So try to, you know, not push everybody away, you know. Stay close with your friends. Continue to do the same things that you've done in the past. If you play darts every Thursday night, play darts every Thursday night, whether you're not wealthy or whether you're not poor. Having these kind of long-term established friendships, they're going to go a huge, huge way to making you feel grounded and staying grounded. And then having a social life with these same friends will cut down on your stress level. It's really easy to push away friends by accident. You don't mean to do it. It's just you end up doing it and you're not even aware. So when you're suddenly wealthy, it's really easy to get carried away with spending behaviors and making somebody will always make a comment about how your friends can't keep up with you, you know. If you spend every Friday night playing casual poker and one night you come in and you say, hey guys, instead of playing poker tonight, let's just go to Monte Carlo. If you do upgrade those kind of events, you're going to find out you're going to upgrade those kind of events that will end up leaving your friends behind. So if you play poker every weekend or every night, don't suggest, oh, well, let's go to Vegas to play poker. Let's go to Baden-Baden and play poker. By the way, you really, really do want to play poker in Baden-Baden one time in your life because you will see a solid gold casino. Oh yeah, it's worth it. Not just like $100, that's it. Don't go nuts, but the Baden-Baden is insane when it comes to their gambling associations, gambling things, but they're beautiful, beautiful. The buildings are just like artwork. They're just artwork, and the gold just makes the walls glow. It's just unbelievable. Not talking about the gambling part, just talking about how incredible the buildings are. So just remember, you don't have to give away money to everybody to ask for it. It's nice to share your wealth, but you want to be able to choose how you share it. By having a paymaster, you can avoid a lot of the problems of people asking you for money, okay? I did some really wild things when I first got money because I knew of things that my friends wanted to do that they never had the money to do. I took one of my dearest, dearest, dearest friends, from when we were in grade school. She wanted to go to Africa and pet a giraffe. That was her big, big thing. We took her to zoos across different cities. Oh, no, 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 no. That wasn't going to do. She wanted to see wild giraffes and see them in their natural habitat. And I took her to Zimbabwe for her birthday. It was a birthday present. If you treat your friends to a social outing or, you know, not all the time, like as a gift, or it lets your friends, your old friends that don't have money, it lets them know that you're still friends and you do care about them. If you do a national or a global project, you're going to be running. And so you come back and you want to see your friends and you call your paymaster and you say, hey, you know, I'm going to see my friend Beverly. And I know that Beverly really, really, really wants to go to Cancun and she can't afford it. So I'm going to be back in the States for this amount of time. Can you set up a whole thing for Cancun so I can take her for her birthday? That's how you handle that, okay? the biggest, one of the biggest problems with having this Suddenwell syndrome is you're going to get zero sympathy from other people. Zero. And if you tell people that don't have high wealth what you're going through, they're going to get really salty with you because they are struggling on a low wage job. It is hard for them to imagine that you've just got all this money and now you're bitching and moaning about having a difficult time dealing with all the changes of having the high wealth. So it really exacerbates the feeling of loneliness because you don't dare talk to any of your friends and family about this problem because they think you're an obnoxious jerk. I mean, I made the mistake the first time at telling my friends how, you know, I told my brother about how awful this was. I was losing all my friends because they couldn't come with me. And he just completely lashed out at me about how selfish I was, how obnoxious I was. It was like, I'm trying to tell you what I'm going through and you're calling me names. So you have to acknowledge to yourself that yes, it's going to be wonderful to have this kind of relief, but you also have to acknowledge it is stressful. And if you are aware that this stress is coming, it's going to help you process it easier. And when you have somebody tell you, like I'm telling you right now, that gaining this kind of money is a real source of stress, it's easier to deal with because you've been told about it, just like any other kind of stress. So in the end, I got a lot of exercise. The oxygenate your blood, it helps your brain work better, helps you deal through this better. I talk with real friends. I talked to a therapist for a couple of weeks, and like I was embarrassed about talking to a therapist until I went in and talked to the therapist, and she says, no, this is absolutely normal. You just need to learn how to process it. So it's not shameful to be stressed out about financial gain. It's no more shameful to be stressed out about financial gain as it is to be stressed out about financial hardship. They both come from the same place. So with that all said, I think that's covered everything I can talk to you about Suddenwell syndrome. Does anybody have any questions or comments?
I got plenty. Hello.
Speak right up, Space Village.
Thank you. So I actually, I loved everything you shared, and I wanted to interrupt, but I noticed that there was no interruption. Like on some other channels, they allow like interruptions, but I figured this is a different way of doing this. So I held silent.
Hang on a minute, Space Village. Let me tell you something, okay?
Okay.
I'm totally fine for you to stop me and ask questions. I can deal with that. I have a disability. I have extreme dyslexia. So what happens if you stop me, I'll lose my place. As long as when you stop me, you ask your question and then you don't say anything until I finish the answer. And then talk, because otherwise I'll get lost and I can't help it. My brain doesn't file the information correctly, so it makes it hard to get it back easily. So as long as you understand I have that problem, I have no problem with you stopping me and asking questions and then letting me fully answer you and then ask more questions if you have them. How's that? Is that a deal?
Wonderful. It's a deal. And thank you so much for sharing this with me because I had no idea.
So what's your question, Pop-Tart?
So my question is, well, actually, I want to say something first before I pop my question. It's more of a suggestion that I thought of. Based on certain you know, experiences in my life, when I was living in Canada, I was working in the corporate world, and I did not, you know, enjoy being part of the rat race. If anything, I wanted to find a way out and break free. And then I found out a way, which was through, you know, starting your own business and applying for grants and loans and stuff like that. And then when it worked out for me, I started helping out others. But I know the one main difference, that I was ready to change my mindset by doing extensive self-development programs, because I figured the only way to actually become wealthy, and not just in terms of like finances, I'm talking about wealthy as a state of mind, is to transform your mind. If that doesn't change or transform, then like you said, this is why lots of people lost, you know, their inheritance or lottery money, because they did not upgrade their mindset. That's key to success.
Okay, I totally agree with you.
Thank you. So I was thinking about the same thing, to do something similar after the RV, which is to offer my consulting services, but not like the way I used to do it, you know, for advisory about grants and loans or anything like that. I was thinking more how to not only manage me, but more about the mindset, because it all begins with the mindset. What books to read, which podcasts to listen to, you know, follow people like Robert Kiyosaki, the, you know, if everybody, I'm sure everybody heard about your dad, he's the one who wrote it. So things like that, I think those are one of the best things to prepare for, not only the RV, but for the whole future. And it will help, you know, set the mind, setting goals, the mindset of setting goals, how to follow an action plan. You start by, you know, doing something small, and then, you know, you make it bigger.
So what you're basically talking about is the exact thing I do on the file called Personal Team Advisory Team. If you listen to that audio, that is exactly, it exactly does what you're outlining. I'm not willing for you to come in here and pitch services and try to make money off of people. That's not what this chat's about. So I muted you because you're not going to charge people. That's not happening. I do all this work for free, and this is my job. This is what I do for a living, and I'm giving away all my work. So I'm sort of offended that you would come in here and pitch your services. It's not okay, dude. It's not okay. I'm going to unmute you now.
I wasn't pitching anything. I apologize for the misunderstanding. I was suggesting it as so that we don't lose, you know, connection with our friends, like you said, or family members. It's the way to bring them in and prepare them for the RV. I apologize if it was misunderstood of some kind of pitching services. I was just sharing my
history. Yeah, I was like, I'm going to whack you in the head with a frying pan verbally if you start trying to make my people buy services from you. That's not going to work for me.
Yeah, no, I would never do that. No.
All right.
No, I was just suggesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, no. So we're not doing that.
Yeah. So my question is, if I have a humanitarian project that helps, you know, people on a global scale, have you created something that where people like you and me who have projects, we can put our minds together and see how, you know, our projects overlap and collaborate?
No, because I don't know you and you don't know me. And until I have somebody do a background check on you, that's not happening. I'm not going to be responsible for putting two people together or having a service to put two people together, because that makes me responsible for both of you, and I'm not doing that. The way I agree with you that there should be a way that people can get together and talk and all that stuff. So the way I dealt with it is if you scroll up, you're going to see that where's that thing? I have the website on here, and where is it? Come on, I know I put it up there. I put my website on there, and this website is set up so that after we RV, you can go to this website. I'm going to have an open area for general public, and then I'm going to have another area that is for people with high wealth that are learning how to do this kind of stuff. So if you want to get access to that private area, I'm going to ask that you be vetted through my security team, because the biggest concern is that when you do meet other people, we know that there are people out there that are looking at us like sitting ducks, and and they, you know, they might want to they might want to take advantage of you. So you know, that's not good. So we're gonna have to vet people to make sure that they're safe and being safe. So you, if you want to get access to that area, you can. And then once you're in that that back area where you're being vetted, then you can make those kind of connections. But I'm not going to put together any kind of thing that could possibly get people injured or hurt by somebody preying on others, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Hold on a minute. Is Kat Smith in here? No. Okay, excuse me. Is there any other questions?
For me?
Yeah.
Oh. No, because some people or troopers or, you know, what you want to call them, they were creating some stuff like after the RV, and I wanted to know about yours, just like you said. So your way is having people go to your website and getting it on private area, as you've explained.
Yeah, here's, so I've found the link. There's the link right there. So okay, awesome. I put it on the bottom of the channel so you can see it. What this is a website that is currently in process of being written for after the RV is done. If you want to join it, you can join it now, but just know I don't attend this site, and I'm not going to attend it until after the RV. So if you want to join it now, go on there, join it. If you want to send me a message on there, you can do that too, but I'm not going to respond to anything until we RV, because I'm still writing that site. So you can't find the site if you do a search for it. You have to know the exact email, web address to find it. So that's why I sound a little distracted answering you before, is I was trying to find this post that I made earlier. So I do want to connect with people after the RV, but I'm absolutely not going to have anything open for free, open connect, because I think that puts people in danger. I believe that there are people that are attempting to prey, not P-R-A-Y, but P-R-E-Y, on other people. I had a channel earlier. I normally don't let my channels get more than 500 people, but I believe this is it, so I'm not going to shut down my channel. But what happened is, in my second channel, this gal was in there, and she was in her early 50s. She was married to a man who was 70 years old, and she told us that this guy was beating her up. She told us that she was living with her daughter. She didn't tell us in the beginning how old he was. She said she, you know, she was so lonely that she took the dog because she missed her home and all this kind of stuff, you know. So what happened is I've actually had money, okay? I've had a tremendous amount of money. And some of the things she was saying I knew was complete bullshit. So what I did is I called my friend and I said, I need you to find out who she is. So they figured out her name, the city she lived in, and they gave me that information. I started calling every single jewelry shop because she let it slip that her ex or her husband or that she was soon to be divorced from owned a jewelry shop. So I started calling all those jewelry shops and I finally got a hold of the right jewelry shop. And the gal answering the phone, I said, I'm calling to do a background check. I'm wondering if this is the right store for this lady. And I gave her the name and her husband. And the tone in the gal's voice instantly got hard and not okay. She was instantly mad. And she goes, yeah, I know her. What do you want to know? Just that kind of voice. And I said, well, it sounds like you might have the same impression I do. I'm trying to find out if this gal is actually being hunted. And because she showed us a picture of her face all bloody and beaten up. And I'm looking at this going, I know women who have gone through abuse and they do not show their pictures to everybody of their faces all bloody and beaten up. And so the receptionist that answered the phone, she says, well, I know exactly where that picture came from. And I go, oh, really? She goes, yeah. That gal is trying to kill my boss. My boss is her husband. And she pushed him out of a car, a rolling car. He's 72 years old. He almost died from it. The next thing she did is, you know, he was out of the hospital and he had the store shut down for a while. So, and he's a diamond broker. So he had a diamond seller in the shop and she got mad because he wasn't done, walked in the shop and hit the diamond tray. And this tray flipped up in the air and nicked her by the corner of her eye. And now she's just bloody everywhere. And so the gal took the picture not to show that she was bloody, but because she was afraid that this gal was going to sue her boss. So she said, look, he had to pay $500,000 because when she flipped the diamond tray, diamonds, the little tiny diamonds, all the diamonds went everywhere into shag carpet. They couldn't retrieve them all. So her husband was responsible for all that. The dog that we told was her little dog. No, her husband was hard of hearing and that was his service dog. Every single thing she told us was a lie. She showed us the pictures of her face all bloody and bruised, and channel members immediately sent thousands of dollars to help her. They sent money for her car. They sent money for her house. They sent money for her to buy currency. And all the time, this soon to be ex-husband, he's giving her $3,500 a month to survive. And she's bleeding all of us dry and building up her coffers of currency and just using all of us. And we loved her. We thought she was the funniest, nicest, sweetest gal ever. She was just amazing. And what she was a dirty, 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 bloody thief. And so I am absolutely not going to be the one to decide who's good, who's bad. So I'm setting up my website so that you have to be vetted. It's not going to charge. I'm not charging you for none of this. I'm going to be, as this thing goes on, I'm going to be posting stuff. This is who the high value wealth management team I've hired. I can refer you to these. I can say these are good. I'm expecting other members that get vetted and go to this private site, they're going to do the same thing. Yes, I'm using this wealth management team. If you're in the Oklahoma area, call these people. They're great. But that information is not going to be put out for the general public. It's going to be only in the area that's set up for those that are vetted. Now, I may be helping you guys out, but there's still a part of me that is maybe wrong. What I'm going to do is if you go into that vetted area and after a month, I'm going to say, if you like it, great. Beautiful. I would like you to donate a Harley Davidson to my veterans project. I'm not charging you nothing, but if you like what you're getting, if you like the help what you're getting, you're worth millions of dollars. So please donate a motorcycle. The reason why I'm going to do that is not because I don't have enough money to buy all the damn Harleys I want to buy for the rest of my natural life. It's because if you're in that channel and you somehow slipped through the vetting and somehow you were able to fool my security and let them, they think you have money, there's not going to be a lot of people that can write a check for Harley Davidson in 5 minutes. So that's my personal vet, is I'm going to say, look, you want to do this? Fine. But I'm giving away Harleys to vets. So that's how I'm going to protect people. And it is not open to the public, the private area. The front of the website, there's going to have all kinds of information, very generic, but kind of get you going in the right direction. On the inside, on the private side, is going to be very, very precise information. How's that?
Yeah, pretty precise. I love how, you know, you have it all figured out and laid out. And I agree with you because I almost had someone who was, you know, considered a trooper. Maybe someone faked his Telegram account and tried to get some crypto off of me. So I do hear you when you say it's definitely best to vet everyone out because it does make sense. You don't know who's who, especially on, you know, social media and whatever.
Yep. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Next question. Step into the ring with the redhead.
Hi, this is Deidre. How are you?
Hi, Deidre. I'm just full of vinegar.
That's awesome. You sound great this morning. So, I missed what your website was called.
If you look on the wall, it's the very first post.
Okay.
It's called RV Project Help. And okay. The link is a hidden, the site is hidden because it's in the process of being written. And my focus right now is not on that website. My focus right now is getting as many newbies up and running and ready to go. So I can either focus on that or I can focus on you peoples.
Oh, I'm all about us people. No.
Yes, you people are good people.
Thank you, though. Okay, I'm going to keep listening.
Yep. Anybody else?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I just found your channel today and just stumbled into your chat, and I wanted to say thank you. I love your voice. And I mean, not just your voice, but I do love that, but what you're saying.
I understand.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
So that's all. Hello. Nice to meet
you. That's a lovely thing. I don't have to stress out about a question. Thank you very much. It's very kind of you.
Thank you so much for being here and letting me be here.
You're welcome.
So that's it. Thanks.
So you're welcome. I have a recording that's on the line from Paula. I don't know what it is, so I'm going to play that.
And clear. This country is falling apart. And if we
don't... Okay, Paula, are you in this channel? Okay, we're done. Anybody else have a question or comment? I know you want to talk. I hear you keying up. What do you want to say? Hi, Lazarus. Lazarus, are you there?
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate me too. I found this channel just this morning, so I'm excited about it. And just a quick question. I had to step away when you were going through your 1 through 6 list. So my question is this being recorded? If it is, I'll just go back and read and listen to it.
Yes,
and it's not recorded. Okay, perfect. And I'll just go back and listen. And I want to, I guess, start at the beginning and go in and start listening to everything and make notes and try to get myself completely up to speed. And I did sign up on your website, so I'll be talking to you later.
Not a problem. So what you do is, I don't know how Kat was able to post that on the channel, but what you do is you scroll up. Now, what I've done during this chat is I've added information onto the chat. And as you're seeing right now, that information is being deleted because this project, this whole thing is for one purpose, is to get newbies the information. So now the channel is cleared up and you can see the first one is info for your help. Oh, here, that one. Let me delete that one. That one, I got to delete that one. Delete that one. So my whole goal is to get all of the documents together so that newbies can come in here and immediately get help. So the first audio that you want to listen to is called RV Project Help Info for You. Okay. I'm going to pin it on the bottom of the channel.
RV
Project. This is the, I posted it on the bottom of the wall. Okay.
Okay.
That's mm-hmm. That's the first recording you should listen to. That explains to you how to do things in this channel and how to get the most out of it. There's a set of recordings and documents. So after RV Project Help, the next one is security. I would strongly suggest you listen to that one. The one underneath of that is XTC Humanitarian Project. That is the sample template to show you or to give you ideas about how to write about your project. Can you mute yourself because I'm getting feedback?
Yeah.
Can you mute yourself for just a minute? Thank you, dear. So the one after that, the next file after that, there's five files of samples of documents. I see that I got one of them that's a double. Hold on, there's only four. Sorry about that. So those four samples are Sample Doc Complete B Sample, Animal Med Beds Humanitarian Project, that's a sample, EO13937 National Healing Center, Clear Copy, that's a sample, Animals for Wellness, that's a sample. And those three samples, let me get that Animals for Wellness off there. You only need two of them. Sorry about that. You only need the three of them. It's just too much information. So those three samples give you three different styles of how to write your documents. In the beginning project, the one that's all in red is called XTC Humanitarian Project. When you open that document up, it's all in red. And the reason why it's in red is in each little area is a set of questions that you might want to put on your document. When you look at the samples, you're going to see that each sample is actually different than the one that's giving you ideas. Because what it's showing you is for some projects, you might need some this information or that information, just depending on the base of your project. The one that is done the most professional is the EO13937. That document I can get money for. I've had a client who wanted to do a healing center in San Luis Obispo, and I wrote their entire project. I wrote a 62 page full business plan. That document gets money. My background is corporate writing. I have helped. I'm a startup specialist. I've helped over 400 companies get started. Almost 80% of those companies went out of business during COVID. They shut them down. I just ruined them. I have an 89% success rate in getting funding in the corporate world. I'm doing all this work at zero charge. And the reason why I'm doing it is if I take money for doing this work and I believe I'm going to be a humanitarian and I believe that this is actually what's going on, that I am literally stealing money from you and putting it in my pocket. Because there's people that charge $165 for business plans, for these sample plans. And if she actually believed that this is real, why would you do that? Many, many, many of the people that are listing on these chats, they're just barely standing. They're just barely covering their bills. They're just barely surviving. And if you charge them $165, or some guy is charging $400 and another guy is charging $1,000, they're charging different rates to get this exact information. And I guarantee you, I've listened to that stuff and it's crap. They have never been wealthy. They don't really know the truth. So I can either charge for this and take money out of your pocket, which means you are not getting more currency. You're not getting more XRP. You're not getting more silver. I have what I have. I don't need any more. What I need is an army. I need an army of people that will dream big. I need an army of people that I can tell, listen, you can run an entire national company. You can run a global company. All you have to know is how to run and use a wealth management company. Once you know how to use a wealth management company and the power you have at your fingertips because you have money and you know how to use a wealth management company, you can literally dream bigger than you ever dreamed possible. My goal is to open your mind so that you don't tell yourself you can't do it. My goal is to raise an army of humanitarians because I hate the deep state. I hate that they've been eating our kids. I hate that they've been taxing us to death. I hate it all. So the only way I can fight these miserable bastard sons of the bitches is to raise an army of humanitarians that can stand hand in hand, arm in arm, across the globe and change and heal what these sons of bitches have done to our world. That's why I don't charge. And that's why I will do this until the day we RV, because you are my army. You are going to go out there. You are the people the world is waiting for. And you don't know it yet, and the world doesn't know it yet. That's why we're here, Lazarus, is we're here to heal the world. And I'm doing my job. I'm showing you, you can do this. I'm showing you, get a wealth management company. I've done audios of how to use a wealth management company. I've done audios on how to prepare yourself, how to get ready for the RV so you don't sit here and stress and worry and tell yourself, no, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it, because you can. I have taught the dumbest boxes of rocks how to run multi-million dollar companies. And if I can teach that ignorant, stupid woman how to do her company, I absolutely can teach a group of humanitarians how to go out there and do the very best they can to get the very most amount of money they can so they can help and influence and heal the world. Because if I don't do it, nobody else is doing it. We need an army. We need an army. And I'm pushing people and I'm saying, no, stop your crap. Don't tell yourself, oh, I'm just going to do a little project here and it's going to be fine and everything is good. No, you don't know that you have the ability to run a multi-million dollar humanitarian company. You don't know that you have everything you need because nobody's told you where the tools are. So some of these audios, if you're at that point, listen to Ideas for Projects. That's the one you need to listen to. That's the one you need to listen to get you to understand how to use a wealth management team. That's the one for you to listen to figure out, how do I get my mindset right so I can go out there and be the person that the world needs to help in whatever it is that you are trying to do to help the world. If you listen to the next one, Personal Team Advisory Team, that one tells you how to use your team. That one tells you how to be a boss and walk in and own it and not be afraid of none of this. The biggest complaint I've gotten over all of my clients throughout all my years is one complaint. The biggest one complaint is this: Parker, you told me that I could run a multiple site organization. You told me that I could go nationwide. You told me that I could do it, and I didn't believe you. And I regret that I didn't believe you. I regret that I only went stateside when I could have gone national or I could have gone global. Because the biggest thing is these sons of bitches have been brainwashing you. They've been brainwashing you for years. And mine, I'm getting the wash out of this right now. They've been telling you, oh, you got to go to business school to do this. No, you don't. You just need to know how to use a wealth manager. Once you have the keys to this, you're going to rock like a boss, man. Anybody can do this if they know the tricks. I'm here to teach you tricks, baby. And it's not costing you a thing. All it's costing you is your time. All it's costing you is you need to want to learn this. So you actually go open up the documents. You go listen to these things. And if you have questions, hey, Miss Parker, I need you to DM me. I've got questions. And I'll help you. I'll help you until the day we RB. I've got a massive, massive global project. I'm gonna be doing a very huge global project. And once this RB goes, I'm done, folks. I'm out. You won't see me. You'll see me on the website. I'll be posting information to help you, but I will not be able to do these chats anymore. I'll be gone. I'll be way too busy. So that's your rant for the day. I hope you enjoyed it. But I'm going to raise an army. I'm going to raise an army of humanitarians, and I'm going to show them exactly how the cow ate the cabbage so that you can go out there and do the same thing. Because you don't know it yet. You're not here by accident. I believe in God. I'm new to Christ. And I believe that there's 1% of the people in the population that know about the RV. Out of that 1%, another 1% of that 1% is getting this kind of information. And because there's such a tiny amount, there's only like two or three of us that are actually teaching people how to wield the power once they have it. You guys are pretty much it. You guys are going to be the ones to figure out, yeah, we can do this. If I could tell everybody, if I could tell all the humanitarians how to do this, I would. I normally only get 500 members and then I shut my channel down. I'm leaving it open because I don't think we're going to have another go at this. I think we are going to RV very, very soon. So I'm pushing these people. I'm pushing you. I'm going to push every single buddy in here to get these things done because I want you to be wildly successful. I hope that makes sense.
It absolutely does. And I agree with you. I've been kind of in this for like 15 years. And so I can feel that we're really, really close. And I'm just now finding your site, and I know that wasn't an accident either. This is a God thing for me. I just lost my best friend to 40 years this year.
We're not gonna talk about that. I've lost every single person in this channel has lost people, and I am not going to be crying on this channel over the people I've lost. I know you're gutted. I know you're hurt. Every single person on this channel has lost somebody they love. So let's not take the conversation there. Do you have any more questions for the RV?
I just want to find out, will your channel still get all these recordings so that I can go back and listen in the event we do RV?
I don't know what you said. You went in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Will this site on the Telegram remain up with all these recordings in the event that we do RV?
It will not. Nope. Okay. I will close everything. When this RVs, I will close everything. The only access you will have is to the website. All of these files will be moved to the website. This will all close because I'm out. I'm not coming back. When we RV, I have got to step into my position.
Perfect.
So that's
okay.
Why I put the website up.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm going to see you in the future.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else that has a question?
I have a quick one, if that's okay.
Alrighty. Sure, go ahead, Lynn.
So I just popped on here today and happened to get lucky. Is there a time when you, like, do you just come on when you're inspired, or is there a schedule of some sort, or do you let anybody know?
I was on here for 12 and a half hours yesterday. I slept for 6 hours. I woke up, put on my phone, and started again.
Wow. So we just have to stay in tune with you. I have to, like, sink into your schedule.
I put everything on the channel, K-Boom. If you look at the channel, if you start at the top where it says info for you,
yes,
start at info for you and go down. It's about how many different ones up there?
I'm grabbing them all. I'm listening to them all. It's like you're exactly what I needed today. So thank you. Like, I don't,
welcome.
Thank you is not sufficient, but thank you.
No problem.
So have a great day. I don't know when you're closing this down, but just thank you.
As soon as I get done with this one, I'm starting another one. So as soon as
are
the questions
really?
Are done, we'll go to the next one. Yes, ma'am. That's what I've been doing.
I'm in. Thanks.
Thank you. Does anybody else have a question?
Hi there.
Okay, Diana, let's go, Diana.
Thank you. Hi. Brand new, literally just hit the button like 3 minutes ago. So
be very careful, because I've got the patience of a gnat, and if you ask me questions about stuff we've already done, I'll get cranky. Okay.
I'm not going to.
Just look, I'm giving you fair warning.
No, I got it. I hear and I listen real well. So just wanted to double check. So everything that you're posting is up top, a lot of apparently over the top good information. I started scrolling and went, holy tamale. So I'm going to just reiterate what the person before me said. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you are doing. And God bless you. Just thank you. I don't know what else to say. The documents look like they might be overwhelming, but we'll see what we can do. Thank you for all that you're doing. I'm going to ask one question. Are you the same one who just put out and why the RV has taken so long regarding the MCM?
Yep. I'm Miss Parker.
I thought you were Miss Parker. Thank you. That is the most enlightening. And I've been listening to a lot of chats. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. I have listened to that 4 times. It is amazing. Your work was absolutely amazing. And I just want to say,
Wait a minute. I'm not taking credit for that. Head 40 is the original writer of that. Head 40 is back in the day, that whole thread was lost for almost 4 years. There was about 20 of us that were all working together, and we were writing stuff back and forth on the chans. That piece of information was discovered in 2017. And so we all figured it out. Head was a better writer. So he was the one that put it out on Twitter. And all of us got purged. I had 100,000 followers. He was the same way. So we all lost all of our work. Everything on the accounts were lost. Well, he got his original channel back from Twitter. So he immediately posted that, and I reached out to him. I said, hey, can I take this and make an audio of it? And I'm going to add all my information on top of it. He goes, absolutely. So it's not just my information. There was a group of us doing it. I'm absolutely not going to take credit for it, because it was a group of us. I just made the audio recording.
I do recall that you said that in the the audio.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I also want to mention timing and unbelievable is just got to be everything. So I happened to be in a chat yesterday, and the person on the chat, somebody else in the chat said, well, everybody ought to go to the Q post and reread them. And I thought, isn't that funny? I've been thinking about that over the last few days. Well, lo and behold, somebody else came on and said, you need to read them from the end to the beginning and from the bottom to the top. And I went, yeah, I've heard that too. So I did a couple of that this morning. And I want to say it's at the end, like at 49.66, 49.64, four perhaps that darned if it doesn't mention MCM.
Yes.
Nothing is a coincidence.
Yeah, it's we were talking awesome. About it. See, what a lot of people don't realize is back in the day when we were doing all of those digs and all that stuff, is that Q was responding back to us. Q would make a post and the bread would get 750 messages in minutes. And all of us were talking in between each other at the same time. So there was all kinds of conversations, not just what Q was posting. The Anons were posting everything, everything, everything. And so we'd get into these multiple conversations. The biggest part of what happened in those digs is gone. It's all the conversations from the Anons. See, we didn't understand what was going on. We didn't realize that what we were doing was actually going to save the nation. By posting this information and putting it out there, what we were doing is we were allowing the military to come in and scoop up all that information. They couldn't look it up without us. That's what we were actually doing. So I posted info for you, okay? And I posted this next one, how to prepare for the RV. If you are brand new, these are the first two things you should listen to. How to prepare for the RV. In fact, you know what? Let's screw this. I'll play that one next. I'll play that live in channel. Because that is one of the most important audios I've done. Because people don't know how to prepare. They don't know. They've never gone in and asked for millions of dollars. They just don't know it. So if I show them how to do it, this is the exact lessons I teach my multi-million dollar clients. Okay, so after those two, select. Let me do this one. There's like four of them that you need. If you watch nothing else, these are the best ones. So it's how to prepare for the RV, ideas for the projects, personal team advisory team. Where's the next one? Where's the next one? The next one, the next one, the next one, the next one. Come on, come on, come on. I can't find it. Of course, I can't find it because I'm trying to find it. Where is it? Special deposits. There we go. You want this one? That one you want? And then there's some documents that you're going to want to print, okay? The tally sheets, the currency cheat sheet and the tally sheet, this is how you're going to want to print all your money, print your information before you go in. And then the last one is security. Most people have no idea how to keep themselves secure. If at bare minimum, if you just, guys, steal this, download it. There's nothing blocking you from taking every single one of these documents. Take it, save it offline. So that if we go down tomorrow, if we go down Friday, if we get our stuff, this stuff is going because I'm closing the channel. So all of these audio files are going to be transferred over into my website. All of the documents that are in here are going to be transferred over to my website. You'll be able to get them from there. And that will be in the general area so that Tom, Dick, Jones, Harry, whatever, can get this information. In the private side is only, you can only get into that after you've been vetted. And you can't be vetted until I get my security team. So that's going to take a minute. But if you listen, if time is run out, those are the most important audios for you to listen to. Now you got a cheat sheet there, girly.
Thank you, ma'am. And may I ask, or can you share at the moment your website?
Yeah, it's right above there. You see the link?
I'll find it.
It's a hidden, the website. Yeah, it's right above 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's right above, and it's not out there for you to find. It's hidden because I have a domain, but I'm not on my main domain because I don't want anybody in the general population to find this website until I'm finished writing it. And it's not finished. You're going to see all kinds of crazy holes in it. It's just not finished. I'm not focusing on it because I believe this may be our last week. And this is my last chance, my last shot at opening up people's minds to get them to understand that you can actually be way bigger than you ever dreamed if you only knew how to open the door. These documents are your door. Open the door, baby girl. Come on in. The water's fine.
Thank you kindly. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Thank you for what you're about to do. Anybody else?
The audio that she just mentioned, is that posted or was it in audio? What she was talking about at the very beginning when she came in, she was saying she heard something that you posted. Is that in your?
Okay. Yes,
it is. Do you know which one it is?
No, I have brain dead. No, I
know which one it is. Okay, would you mind sharing which one it is?
Sure. Hold on, I have to type something out.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry about that. I type very, very, very fast. I'm typing about 140, 160 a minute. So this is the file. It says who has control over the military, the MCM. The reason why this has touched everybody so much is because we're tired. We're sick to death of waiting. And one of the comments that gets said over and over and over is, why is this taking so long? Why are they letting us white hats die on the vine? Why are we watching our friends die? Why? When you listen to that, you'll have your why. And that is the reason. I've sent this audio to people that are very high up in the military, and they listened to it, and I got phone calls and said, Parker, you're exactly right. That is exactly what has happened. So it will take a tremendous amount of stress off of you if you listen to that audio. For those of you that are in here listening, if you would please put an X in the channel if you've never heard that audio. I need to know how many people have not heard that audio. If you have not heard that audio, just put an X in the channel or open your mic and say, I haven't heard it. Because if there's a lot of people that haven't heard it.
I haven't heard it.
I haven't heard it either. I haven't heard it. And I can't type in your chat. Is that the way it's supposed to be?
You can type, but you just... Yeah, I see what you're talking about. Okay, we got to fix that part.
It's not allowed.
People can't fill Ms. it up
Parker,
with garbage.
I can't get that either. I can't type either.
Well, I don't know how to fix that.
There's three of us.
Is there only three people that have not heard this?
I haven't heard it either.
I haven't heard it.
I've heard most of it.
I'm going to listen to it.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to play. What needs to be played first is how to prepare for the RV. I'm going to play how to prepare for the RV because it's a shorter tape. And then I'm going to play the MCM tape. Okay.
Parker. I have a question, Parker.
Sure.
Can I go ahead and share the link to this RV since you've opened it beyond the 500? I have MedBeds Texas. I have MedBeds International. These are humanitarians that you want to spread your army. There they are.
Oh, God bless America. You give me just goosebumps of fear. My first response is no, and then my brain is going, yes, 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 this is our last shot. Do it, do it, do it. All right, girlfriend. Yes, 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 this is our last shot. Do it, do it, do it. Hi, okay, I'm doing a podcast. Give me a few minutes. I'm sorry, I just had someone come to my front door, so give me just a few minutes, folks. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, go ahead and post it, because this is literally our last shot. I think we're going to go before the end of the month. So I'm just trying to push everybody as fast as possible.
Okay, if that's a green, then I will post it right now.
But I just need you to know I'm having panic attacks just at the idea of having more than 500 people in here.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That will help people tremendously. Yes, ma'am.
I'm so not talking to you. I'm just playing. Okay, is there any more questions?
I have a question.
All right, Elle, speak up.
So I just started, I listened to the video last night, and I also listened to your live chat last night. And I haven't watched the first one, so don't yell at me. I know you have a short patience for this if you've already gone over it. But I'm just trying to figure out, I've heard a lot of, like, wealth management, but I haven't heard
don't,
a lot
don't do this. That. Don't do this. Don't do this.
No,
I've already explained to you. I've already explained.
That's what I'm interested in. I don't know a lot about it. Will that one video tell me more about the humanitarian part of it?
Okay, hold on a minute. I'm trying to tell you don't do this, because I literally just told you the most important ones to do. I literally just did this. And I also...
Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
Lady, you're about to get kicked, because I got the patience of a gnat right now. You're messing with a whole bunch of people that have been in here and spending all this time listening, and you just want to blather. Stop it.
No,
stop. I will kick you. Stop speaking. I've literally just put out every single most important document on there, most important audio, and they're in the order that you need. In those... can you mute your mic, please? In those audio files are the exact thing you just asked me about. So you are wasting everybody's time by asking about the exact thing I just posted up there. If you are new and you come in here and you waste people's time, I'm not going to be happy. I am exhausted. I've been literally doing these documents every single day for a year and a half. I've done over 4,000 of these, and I'm not going to let somebody come in here, newbie, that won't pay attention and decides, oh, I'm just going to ignore what you just posted, and I'm going to ask questions. Don't do that. You can listen to every single one of those. If I were to answer that question, I would be on here for an hour doing the exact same audio and recording the exact same thing that has already been recorded and is currently on the wall. So I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to be a bitch. But please, you're messing with people. You're messing with everybody in here who's ready to go to the next part of this, and you just walked in. Be respectful of the time, please. I'm really not that much of a bitch, but if you push me to that part, you get the redhead, okay? Thank you very much. I'm sorry, apologize for the outburst, but I'm not going to let people come in here and do that. It's not okay. You need to want to do this. You need to want to open up one of these documents and listen to them, because the amount of information is in each one of these is extreme. And just wanting to get a shortcut answer, no, I'm not doing that for you. I'm not doing that for anybody, because that doesn't help you learn jack shit, nothing. It helps you to cheat. And when you cheat information, it hurts you in the long run. So I'm not doing it. I apologize for being an asshole about it, but that's just the way I feel. If you don't like it, just leave, okay? Excuse me, folks, but I am a redhead. Next question. Everybody's like, oh, God bless America. Parker's on a warpath. We just going to shut up. Seriously, I'm really not that mean, but I'm not going to go down that road. Does anybody have any more questions about this topic?
Can I just say how much, like, we really love you and appreciate you because you've done a wonderful job, and it's okay to outburst because I've seen it happen in different groups with different people. So we just want to say how much we love you. You're really awesome.
Thank you. You are so brave to say that after I was so cranky. Thank you very much. Folks, I'm going to end this video before I, you know, bite somebody. The newbies that are in here, you are the most important thing in my life. I am literally letting my entire life crash to make sure that I can get as many people this information as possible. You don't realize it yet, but you are the people the world is waiting for. They need people to dream big. They need people to not be afraid to sail and to take their wings and fly. What every single major business person does is the exact same thing that is in these files. It's the exact same path. And nobody will tell you. You have to go to business school to learn half of this stuff, or you have to pay somebody $50,000, $60,000. You're getting this information for free. You're getting this information because I hate the deep state. And the only way I can make sure that they don't come back and they don't, I'm doing my part. I don't want them to ever open a humanitarian project again. I don't want them to ever, the Clinton Foundation, let's go to Haiti and eat kids. That's not going to fly in my life. So the best way I can take down the deep state is by giving every one of you the tools so that you understand that you can do projects. You can do 6, 7, 8 projects. As long as you know how to use a CEO and use a wealth management company, you have endless wings. You are different. You are wildly different than any of my clients because my clients had budgets that they had to fall in. The amount of wealth that I expect all of us to get, you have enough money. You have enough wealth to make mistakes. You have enough money. You have enough wealth to hire more people than most companies use because the wealth gives you that opportunity, which is going to make you a much, much, much better humanitarian. I can't do it unless you open your mind and realize you can dream big. You can be national. You can be global. The tools are there. Just listen to the audios, folks. God bless you, humanitarians. You are about to make the world an amazing place. God bless you. Amen. Parker out.